Utah received more than $5.7 million from the Bureau of Reclamation's Water Efficiency Grants Program to finance water conservation efforts on private lands, along with other multifaceted water reclamation projects. Brandy Rose is the Bureau of Reclamation's Water Smart Coordinator.
The projects that were released this year under Water Smart, they're expecting to conserve 11,786 acre feet of water. The total non-federal cost share contribution in the state of Utah was around $14 million.
Rose says there are multiple benefits other than just water conservation, including energy efficiency, the use of renewable energy, providing emergency water storage, maintaining habitat for endangered and threatened species, and preventing water-related crises or conflicts.
When we conserve water, we also conserve the energy it takes to move it. One way we can achieve these efficiencies is to bring federal resources to the table for local projects that focus on saving water. This program represents one more way that we're focusing resources on projects that provide resiliency in the face of our current drought.
The Department of Reclamation's Water Efficiency and Grant Program has also partnered with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, also known as NRCS. This funding will support on-farm water delivery system improvements through the Environmental Project Incentives Program. NRCS is investing $5.2 million to supplement several projects previously funded by the Department of Reclamation and to provide an extra $10 million in 2017 to support water smart, water efficiency, and grant programs. One of those programs includes improvements to an on-farm water delivery system, like in the case of Newton Water Users Association Dam Piping and Pipeline Pressurization Project. The Newton Water Users Association plans to use pipes instead of open water irrigation system. This project is expected to save more than 1,800 acre-feet of water that is typically lost to evaporation. The Bureau of Reclamation provided $700,000 of the $1.7 million project. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.